Hi, everybody. Well, this is the Creation Lightship radio show. Today is Friday, October 6th, 2017. So let's clear these energies out of this date if you happen to be connected to some timelines from the past. And here we go, releasing these timelines from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, I'm yawning, so it means that there's something else happening here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, there we go. That's better. See if that's helped you. And let's energize the light bean or beans on your monitor screen, whatever you have up there to bring peace to you in your room. And I'll use the word stronger to bring the energy in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation or something going on, let's clear that timeline from you that you're thinking about now. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so this is Friday, and we'll bring on our co-host, Kathy. Are you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I am. It's a Paranormal Friday, and we're on BBS Radio Station 2, Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron, our host. And as Ron just said, today's Friday, October 6, 2017, and he cleared the energetic cords and the energy of that date that may have been attached to us from the past and the present. And I heard you yawning, Ron, so I know that's because of the energy surrounding the date. And so what Ron usually does is he clears these dates for us because there is something attached to it usually. But we don't always know what it is. So if you have a clearing that Ron created on his website, it's called Natal Barcode Removal, and it's such an important clearing to have for this purpose. That's why Ron opens the show this way. Ron's website is creationlightship.com for those who don't know. And during this show, Ron does sample healings, and we discuss the healings that are on his website as well. And since tonight is Paranormal Friday, we call it, people can send in, listeners can send in their personal experiences having to do with things that they would consider paranormal. And if you've listened to Ron's show anytime, you know what he's talking about. And so if you haven't already, please do feel free to write to Ron with any paranormal type of experiences you may have encountered recently, or some things that might need explanation in your life, or some timeline you think you're on and want to know how to get off of it, or some experience that you might have had in relation to past shows, the recent past shows where he did some healings there. So, Ron, a listener sent in some suggestions of things to clear on the natal barcode removal for this month. Should I go ahead and read these for everybody?
Yeah, that sounds good. We'll see if we can get some comments from the that brain partition clearing that I also did on the other show here. So we'll just see if anybody would like to send in something. Maybe they're feeling a little better. So, yeah, whatever you want to do, Kathy, that's great. Just read the testimonials or email. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. So, yeah, Ron did a brain partition healing towards the end of Wednesday's show, and we did receive some comments, but it would be great to hear from other people too. By now, could have determined how it affected them, any behavior changes that they might have noticed after he did that, because it was pretty unusual and powerful. Okay, so Ron, here are the clearing suggestions that somebody gave you for October to share with listeners. So it looks like a heavy month. They wrote down Harvest Moon, the Full Moon, Friday the 13th. Oh, that's next Friday. The Canadian Thanksgiving. Oh, that's on the 9th. and Halloween. So those are some big days, big events this month. And for those of us who are proactive and on the healings and have more than one monitor, maybe you can start getting to those. Because every year, you know, whether you realize it or not, the energies of these specific things do affect us. So thank you for that submission, listener, and any other suggestions people have along the, you know, along the way here would be really great to share with other people, because it really helps people to understand how to use the clearings on the website. Ron created fantastic clearings. Also, there's some free clearings, too, you can clear some of these days on as well, or some of the events, as well as your name. Okay, so to write to Ron right now, you'll... If you don't know, Ron has a page on the BBS Radio website for Creation Lightship Healings, and he has there's his photo on it, and underneath his photo he has a quick chat link to a fast chat, and if you click on that, it'll take you to some page where you can open up a fast chat feedback form. It's called the CLS Connections Fast Chat Feedback Form, and you can write to Ron there anonymously. It'll come in the inbox that I'll be looking at during the show. You can also write to him at clsquestions@yahoo.com as usual. Someone added, too, that Columbus Day is also on the 9th. So thank you for sending that in. That's going to be a holiday, at least for the banks and the post office. Okay, so thank you, listener. And, okay, Ron, so should we talk about some of the testimonials that have come in?
Sure.
All right, so just to give a quick recap, on Wednesday, Ron, on Wednesday's show, which was the 4th, October the 4th, if you want to reference it in case you missed it, you'll want to listen to this one because it was really great. He described something he saw in us, or not maybe in us, but something he realized affects us, called like a brain, it's called a brain partition clearing, he called it. And Ron, I'll let you describe what it did later, but anyway, people felt it keenly. I know I did, and so everyone feels things differently, so I'll just read a few of the comments we got so far, and hopefully we'll get some more now that people have noticed how it might have affected them. So one person wrote, "My brain feels tingly, closing my eyes to get the full effect. It feels warm, and I feel a tightness, like I just did some brain stretching exercise. It's a feeling of rejuvenation." Wow, brain stretching, huh? Okay. Here's another one. "I can feel pressure and movement around my temples and behind the eyes. Oftentimes, I do not answer people when they speak to me. It's strange. Thank you. I'm sure this will affect me." Okay, then someone else wrote, "Just now, when people talk to me, I sometimes don't hear them. I only see their mouth moving. It's even worse with a phone because of background noises on both sides. What's happening?" Okay, another person wrote, they felt a warmness in their head, a tightness like they had a hat on. It seemed to last the night. They slept great and felt sharp and clear the next 2 days. Today, Friday, was a frustrating day at the office. And while normally I would have given up on trying to solve so many problems and challenges, I was able to tackle them clearly. I woke up feeling sharp and clear and ready to start the day. Normally, on a Friday, I don't feel quite so mentally able to deal with the situations that I encountered today, but I did it. Wonder if it was that brain partition clearing. Well, that's a lot of mental work, you know, when you're in an office or in mostly everything we do, it starts in the mental. So another person just wrote, the brain compartment healing, that healing really helped my thinking. I feel much better, more alert. So, you know, some of these clearings that you do, Ron, they help us, I think, to realize what we need to do next in our clearings. It kind of gives you, like, either a starting point or a way to continue.
Yeah,
Ron,
that's correct, yeah.
You've got so many healings. Anyway, so if anyone else noticed any outward behavioral changes or more of a can-do or more inner strength or mental clarity, I don't want to, you know, make any more suggestions, but you know, you can write to Ron and I'll read them later as soon as I see it. Okay, so Ron, we did get a paranormal question for you, a sort of a situation. Okay, so this is from a listener in the UK who wanted to report to you, or give like an update. He says, Ron, I don't sleep much. I'm in a lot of pain due to intense itching all over my skin from the heat here in Saudi Arabia where I'm working. I'm waiting to go home to the UK, and I suspect it's pollution acid. It's like I'm being tortured. It's hard to stay focused on spirit. I feel there is intense fighting again right now. I have been thinking very much along the lines and seeing, sensing how all this travesty unfolds before my eyes. And I often say to myself, how idiotic humankind is as we court and worship our slavers. Okay, so then he gives an example. One man, a well-known alternative healer inside the UK, recently spoke of the fun he had missing 20 minutes. And he was excited as it was a sign that he could have been contacted or that he was special. But actually, he was probably abducted. The Gnostics described a lot of this 2,000 years ago in their terminology. It is happening now, the grand finale of the Galactic Federation and the, I guess he means, artificial intelligence controllers. People are more and more robotic and loving it. Others, I think, are very perturbed, just a few others, but they're powerless. The future old cloned Earth will be more and more nano-hologrammed, virtually weird robot worlds, robot-human hybrid aliens, machined, elegantly quantumed weirdness. That was a mouthful. Should I read that again? You got the idea. Anyway, that's what he wanted to share. He goes, that's not going to be for me. He does the clearings. He's been doing them all summer, religiously. So, I mean, I shouldn't use that word, continuously. So, Ron, this is person experience. He seems to be very in tune to what, you know, what he sees as it kind of like he likes what you say because it describes what he sees. I think a lot of people who kind of notice that, the aware people, are glad to know you because now they know why they're seeing such strangeness in people. And like he described the other night about the mannequins in the expo. Any comments to Ron? Over to you.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's so much that I could say, but just being in the present moment can remedy a lot of your situations. And, yeah, there is, you know, frustration out there from people, mainly because they don't know where to put what they're seeing. And, you know, they may feel powerless to try to do something about it. And really all you can do is become peaceful, be in the present moment. And with that, then you can overcome what you're reacting to. So that's the main thing, is to, you know, get in the present moment. But, yeah, I understand where he's coming from, you know. And seeing all these things and whatever they are out there, you know, in bodies here, trying to bring forth a human experience, but you look at them and they're not even human. But they're having it probably a fun game at it because, you know, they're able to enjoy this place and they don't care what kind of havoc they cause because they're not responsible. Their only responsibility is to the program that they're running. And they wouldn't even know about the responsibility of that because they're running the program. So when you try to interact or to maybe correct one of these replicas, clone things, or whatever they are, you know, and you're really trying to help them, you're just going to be wasting your time at it. So all they're doing is going to seek data from you and suck your energy out. So just know that they're clones and or whatever. There may be something else that they are, artificial intelligent, robotic thing. And just know that you can't help them because there's, you know, you're not trying to, you know, put your compassion on them and this poor person or whatever and feeling compassionate. No, they don't live in that realm. And so when you do feel compassionate, then all of a sudden they're taking your energies from you. So just walk away, Renee, and get in the present moment to help yourself out. Back to you.
Yeah, that must be the case because someone wrote in that they have been to several of your workshops, like maybe 10 to 12, and they noticed that although people enjoyed standing up with you and being decloned, and of course this is something you can see on Ron's YouTube channel, the Ron Amatron channel at the expos. He offers this and gives people a chance to feel energy and become real. Anyway, they're writing that they get up to be real. They don't really understand what they're doing, but they like Ron, so they go ahead and do that. But then you said on Wednesday that they don't come back, they don't come to the booth, or they don't come on the calls, or they don't, you know, buy the healings. Some of them, most of them. And so this person says that they suppose that the reason for that is because they hear that the clones who come to the expo at all are just there for the experience, not to really change, learn, or, you know, make any, you know, sudden improvements. They're just there for the experience. And so that sort of goes along with what you just said. You know, they do that, and that's the end of it. Go to the expo, and that's it. Except for a few who are aware and awake. And they do find Ron, and they do connect with Ron and understand what he's offering, and that he is, you know, busting myths. And they suspected that all along, that there was a lot to learn about alien interference. And that he does offer the solutions for those, you know, as much as possible, because interference is very dense here. So for anyone who's planning to go to Ron's next public appearance, it's a great opportunity coming up October 27th. That's in, Ron, that's in 3 weeks. He'll be at the New Life Expo at the New Yorker Hotel in New York, the 27th to the 29th, and he has his exhibit there, his booth, Creation Light Chip booth, and the Light Infusion Chamber. And then he will also be offering some workshops. Some of them are on navigating timeline crashing, so that would be really great to check in to the expo if you can get over there and go to the website and find out when those workshops and lectures are going to be, and then you can also meet Ron and his exhibit. So Ron, over to you for any other comments. I know you've been there a number of times, but what about the Light Infusion Chamber? Can you give approximate like just a general description, and if people can send their photos in? I think you said that they could if they can't attend.
Yeah, so I'll need those, probably by maybe Monday or Tuesday before the actual, probably Monday would be best, or even Sunday. So he have, a little bit over a week. It's $100, and we put the photo in an envelope, and it's in the light chamber when everybody goes in to experience their own particular healing session, then you're in there automatically. So that's a wonderful thing. It's $100. And then the chamber, we normally do have people doing, I think it's maybe $40 or $50 for, I think it's maybe four or five sessions. And when you have that, it's just great. If you can afford $100 for the whole weekend, that's the cat's meow, because most people go into it maybe about 10 to 12 times, maybe 3-4 times a day. And you feel so much wonderful energy coming to you, and your stuff leaves you, and you start actually glowing. So the sessions, I believe, are probably about 8 minutes in length. And we do four separate sessions in that. And then we have a short integration. So you're doing four sessions in the light chamber for the 8 minutes. Anyway, it's very nice, very good. People love it. And, the expo will be end of the month here, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And let's see what else. What I'll do for people right now is, since I like to do a clearing to put you in your body properly. So let's do that. So here we go. If you want to just kind of relax, I'm going to take you out of your body briefly and reposition your spirit, which could be turning it around, shifting it in your body a little bit. It could be crooked. It could even be upside down, but when it's done, which will take about 5 seconds, your spirit will be facing forward, just like you are, the way you are right now. You're probably either sitting or laying down, I would imagine, and it will be in your body correctly to help, the healings that it can do for you, because it can't do much when it's crooked in your body. And you may get a surge of energy. I can't say how long it's going to last, because I don't know. Your spirit moves around and changes directions because of psychic attacks. So if you didn't have any psychic attacks from people, then I could say it could last forever. But you know how people are. So here we go. I have no control over that. So I'm going to take you out of your body. Right now you're out, coming back in again correctly. And there you are. Now you're in your body correctly and properly, facing forward, or facing, if you're laying down, up. So it's going to mimic the way your body is looking right now. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Oh, that felt great. Well, so what Ron just did was took us, our spirit, out of our body and put it back in correctly and properly, so it's in alignment with our physical body. So Ron, if we wanted to do something similar like that on the website that you have on your clearings, could you tell listeners what clearing they might search for to do something like that for themselves?
I don't even know if it's on the website.
Okay. How about the audio YouTube you have where it was recorded you saying to do this, and you were saying out and in, out and in, out and in.
Yeah, what that does is take your body, take your spirit out of your body, and then you come in through your feet. And feet, legs, you know, and it moves up your body. And most people's spirits really aren't too connected, you know, below their waist.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, you know. And so when you get the energy of your spirit now in your legs will tingle, and you have more healing done. So that's the nice thing about it. In fact, I can do that right now. So, and that's, I believe it, you said it's on YouTube, so you can check this out too. So just sit back and relax, and we'll just take you in and out. I'll do it about 10 times, and you can feel your body get energized with your spirit and its connection to your body. So here we go. Out and in, 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 and I'll do maybe a little bit more. Out and in, out and in, out and in, out and in, out and in. There we go. So let me get some comments on that. And you should be feeling a little more awakened, maybe. May have, you know, just a more, you know, better, maybe intuitive clarity, a little more consciousness, being able to connect the dots better. But we'll see what people comment on. So here we go. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and then should we just get up and walk around for a few steps? And
yeah, you might do that. Yeah, you might feel your body having more healing as you're doing that. Yeah, that'd be nice. Take about 20 steps.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 up and 10 back, and just kind of note how you're feeling.
Well, for me, I think my legs and ankles feel a little heavier, like it's more of an effort to walk. But that's good, because that means I have more spirit there. Oh, that's great. So everyone, just let Ron know how you felt on that spirit healing through the feet and up the body. Okay, so back to the inbox. Looks like we got a couple of comments for you, Ron, about the brain partition. One listener writes, "Thank you for the brain partition healing you did on Wednesday's show. My forehead felt warm and like the circulation was amped up. I've been feeling clearer and stronger since then." Another one. "I feel very peaceful, maybe more creative. I'm not sure I knew I needed it. I'm not sure about the results yet. But they're more creative, like they're getting information from both sides of my brain, which has been more integrated." Okay, let me check the next one here. Someone wrote that they missed the Wednesday show, and will the brain partition clearing work on the archive?
No, that's the only one that I could do live for people.
Oh, okay. Okay, so the brain partition clearing for the last couple of days, I've noticed I have more clarity. My communication feels easier, both in my speaking and in my writing. That's great. Okay, so there's a lot of good comments here, and so I want to thank everyone for bringing that to Ron, and of course, he'd like to hear how you reacted to the spirit healings he just did. So let me get back to the inbox, Ron, and read a couple of the listener questions, some that came in on Wednesday. Right now, someone's wanting to know if they should plan a meeting, if they should plan a business trip in Las Vegas. They want to know, should they cancel it because of the negativity that might still be present in the area? Would you like to comment,
well,
Ron?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, that I really can't answer. If you stay in the now, then that negativity may not affect you that much. So, you know, it depends what you're doing and everything else. you know, typically when you're in a real negative environment, it's sometimes hard to hold your space, okay? So anyway, that's, you know, I really can't answer that question, yes or no. If you stay in the present moment continuously, but if you're going to be doing something with business, then you probably may be in more of the mental realm doing something. So, you know, I don't know. You know, you won't be in the now. So the now is your protection. If you're not in the now, then, yeah, what you're talking about could be true, and you're going to have a lot of energies coming your way, which could be detrimental, or, you know, Klingons and everything else, you know, these things, entities, et cetera. So, you know, but that's still up to you. And naturally, if you're going to be in a busy place, you're going to be touched and bumped a lot and pushed and shoved maybe, or maybe even hugged a lot. So you got to be careful. So I guess ideally I would say no, but I can't really say that because you have your own reason for why you'd want to, you know, go there. So back to you.
Yes, well, I know this person who asked you, Ron, is a longtime listener, and she, I'm positive, would know what clearings to do to protect herself and clear herself. And I can understand why she would ask, because it would be in the next couple of weeks. So that could be like towards the end of the month. However, I know why she's asking. It's because when you go to a town where there was some sort of tragedy, it just turns out that people will talk about it. If you could be in the elevator or waiting in line for, or, you know, just anywhere, people are talking about it still, even other visitors or people that live there. So it's really hard to get away from that lingering, you know, event.
Yeah, I even forgot about it until you just brought it up, you know.
Yeah.
I heard about it, and, you know, I just saw it as maybe some type of ritual situation because they were on the 32nd floor. So that number is used a lot by some organizations. So anyway, I won't get into that. So back to you.
Okay, well, I think we answered that as best we could. So let's move on to the inbox. Somebody from Wednesday's show was asking about whole lifetime clearings. It looks like there's 21 whole lifetime clearings listed on the website. Most of them are $5 a year, so a 50-year-old would pay $250. Is there a discount for additional whole lifetime clearings? If
yeah,
so,
you do one. Yeah, you do one. The next one is half price. Yeah. So just keep going back and forth on them that way.
Okay. So you once mentioned a formula that if the clearing was over $100, whether it was a whole lifetime clearing or not, that would still count towards the 2-for-1 special that you have. Is that
correct,
half price
Ron? Special. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so in answer to your question, listener, do the barcode clearings count as a whole lifetime clearing? Well, any clearing over $100 would count towards Ron's discount offer.
Yeah, so but if you're doing a whole lifetime, then you're not going to, you can't really change your age, you know, but you could do another clearing and get the whole lifetime one next, you know, for half price. But, you know, that's depends what you're looking at, you know, as far as what clearings you want to do. But you don't probably need all of them. You just need the ones that are most beneficial. So when you look at them, you may not have issues in some of those bodies. And typically, I think if you do six of the whole lifetime clearings, or maybe 6 to 8 of them, that's probably going to put you miles ahead of where you are now. And even though there's so many extra ones, that's only because people needed it. And so I put them up, basically. So, you know, it's... the problem is that people look at it and they think they need everything, and it would be nice to have everything, and it would definitely help everybody. But mainly, you know, 6 to 8 of the whole lifetime clearings will probably get rid of maybe, you know, 90% of your stuff. And then you don't have to hit it as hard. And then from there, just see what else you may need. But, you know, you don't want to go in and do a lot of the other clearings that are less money because you think that it's a good clearing to do. You want to get rid of the energy that's really affecting you, which would be the whole lifetime ones. So you don't want to shortchange yourself by doing a bunch of the clearings that may not help you, because you have to get rid of the baggage first. So back to you.
Next question, more on the technical side for the clearings. Needs a little help on the new earth transport and the photo. Suppose computer number 1 is running a clearing. If he does the new earth transport on computer number 2 for a different clearing, should he, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, yes.
Okay. So they noticed there was a pause button on the clearing. But that pause button, I don't think you intended that for interrupting clearings to do the new earth transport, Ron. So,
probably
that.
So. No, you're only doing the, you know, a lot of people either do it after they complete a clearing or they do it like once a week. Write down the clearings that they have done throughout the week and then just go in there and enter the name and just put them in. Shouldn't take that long to do.
Yeah, and once a week or so, doesn't have to be every single time, especially if it's a unlimited. Okay, and then the second part of the question is, as recommended by you, I can leave a photo of myself or someone who's getting healed before the light beings on the monitor for most of my clearings. Do we need to keep changing the photo to a more recent one?
No, it wouldn't matter, you know, how you looked in the photo, you know, or what age you are. So it'll still connect you energetically, because it's still you. It doesn't matter if it's a picture of you when you're 4 years of age or one when you're 70. It'll still work the same.
Okay. Well, that's a great. I'm glad this person brought that up, because then those of us who are going to send Ron photos with our $100 donation to be placed in the light infusion chamber, we don't need to worry about, you know, sending a pretty good likeness snapshot. It just has to be you or your pets or your family, whoever you're wanting to be light infused. So thank you, listener, for those thoughtful considerations. All right, so now, Ron, we've got some we got a request here for someone who they missed the brain partition clearing, Ron, and you said it won't work on the archive, so they're wondering if there was possibility you could do it again either tonight or sometime.
Yeah, probably sometime, not tonight. I really got to get charged up for this clearing, because it's, you know, really takes a lot of energy, put it that way.
Yeah.
You might comment on that maybe in December.
Okay, so listener, please ask again in December. Remind Ron. Okay, thank you. Yeah, it's hard to catch all the shows, boy. Anyway, okay, so somebody is mentioning, Ron, that they've been listening to at least one of your radio shows each day. And recently, there was about 4 days that they missed the archives. Then they suddenly realized they felt a lack of peace and serenity. So they went right back to listening to one of the archives and right away felt great, that peace and serenity. So he or she concludes that even if they don't do your clearings, they'll still feel great just listening to the archive shows. Yeah, I found that's really great to download them when you travel and listen to the shows when you're traveling. When you can't really do clearings, it really helps.
Yeah, that or just put it on your computer at night. Maybe you could copy a few of them maybe on a, you know, USB stick or something, and just run it at low volume throughout your night when you're sleeping. So the energy will come across to you, and leave the light being up, and it will be peace energy coming your way. So it doesn't matter what show you pick. You may not even realize that it's on if you're sleeping, but it will bring you peace energy.
And boy, you sleep great. Oh, thank you so much, everyone, for your contributions tonight. And I'm still watching the inbox for comments on the healings Ron did earlier. The out-of-body, where he put us back in correctly aligned, and then the spirit through the feet and up the body. I know my feet and legs now feel very warm, Ron. I know. It's going to be great to... I can jog home tonight after the show. Okay, so now for some Paranormal Friday listener suggestions on paranormal type of movies. See if you caught some of these. Oh, here's a good one. Someone wrote in that this is a movie that Ron could have made because he gives aliens their prison breaks. The title's called Escape from Planet Earth, and the theme of it is when a hero astronaut from an alien blue planet gets trapped and stuck on a notoriously dangerous planet called Earth, his risk-adverse brother must save him. And then they say, that's a children's cartoon type of a movie. I don't suppose you've seen that one, Ron. Escape from Planet Earth.
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah. Okay. They're saying you could have made it. Okay. All right. So someone found three alien movies. And that, let's see. Oh, one's called Aliens in the Attic. Another one is Alien.
That's a good one. Oh, boy.
I like the title, too. Is that what you were laughing at?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of when we did the paint light codes last Saturday, and there were people spraying that misting water all over the place, trying to get those aliens, trying to get the peace energy in there. I wonder if anyone went up into the attic. Okay, so then the other one's called Alien Harvest, and then there's another one, Alien Harvest 2. Oh, I don't like the titles of those too much. And then Prometheus. So have you seen any of those, Ron?
I think I seen the last one.
Prometheus?
I think so. I know I saw is that might be, I don't know if that really old movie.
Well, 4 years ago.
Oh, only four. I saw something that was kind of weird. That was a black and white one, maybe when they first started making some movies, maybe in the like, maybe the 30s or something. There was some kind of weird one. But that was quite a while ago.
Yeah, it's great that the listeners send these in. And, you know, even if they're older ones, they're real good, you know. So good to mention them. And, you know, also we have a list of alien films, too, and we try to update it, listener suggestions, especially as they come out.
Yeah, so. I had one person commenting. What they do is, at their job, they're on a computer, and they're kind of like isolated, so they can do what they want on the screen. And they put up, the Be Here Now clearing, and then they have to change a timer on it, now and then. But they just leave it up, and it helps them out when they're working. And if they feel frustration or something, they just click on the Be Here Now again. Because they were able to put it up like in a up in the corner somehow, and it would always be there. And when they find out that they're not doing too well with maybe a customer or somebody, they just click it on, and lo and behold, they're back in peace, and they can still work. As that light beam is holding the space for you with the Be Here Now clearing. So back to you.
Yes, and then we talked about that last Wednesday because someone found a way to change the timing on the default timer to go beyond the 10 minutes to 15 minutes. So that way you don't have to keep clicking. So we had sent that out to people who asked for it, and another person figured out a way to do it for 45 minutes, but they used three windows. So that's helpful, too, if you have a big enough monitor screen or more than one monitor. You can do that. So it's really great how listeners find these things out, and so nice of them to share. Peace energy in the office would be a great thing. Okay, so let's see. The listener who wrote about the clearings, he thought that the discount was for clearings over $150. And I think we said 100, or at least I said that.
No, it's 100 and over.
Yeah, I think the 50 comes from when sometimes people buy the unlimited on top of it.
Oh, yeah, that is correct, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so it's 100. Okay. So someone was listening to the show on Wednesday when you did, I think they're talking about the brain partition healing. That was toward the end of the show. Now, what happened was they fell asleep, and they did not wake up during that clearing. So they wondered if they still received the benefits from it. They feel like maybe they felt calmer and more focused since then, but they're not sure if that's because of the healing. So if we fell asleep...
As long as you show up, the healings work for you. It doesn't matter, if you do sleep, So once you show up and you're listening, they will work, whether you're sleeping or, you have to go maybe out to, find your dog outside or something, or, feed your cat or whatever, and you're away from the phone or your computer, they'll still work regardless.
Isn't that great to know? Well, it's just, you can't sometimes help but fall asleep during the shows. They are really peace-inducing. A lot of people who have pets that listen to the show say they really like Ron's voice, and they do fall asleep during the during the shows as well. Okay,
I mentioned this before. Yeah, I mentioned a long, long time ago when I first started doing this year, I was doing a call, and I got an email from somebody, and they had a dog. I guess they were in their bedroom, but that's the way it sounded like. But the dog would always jump up on the bed and lay on his back with his feet straight up in the air when I was doing the the clearings, whatever I was doing way back when, So that's kind of neat. The dog loved it. So back to you.
I can just imagine that, how that looks, so peaceful. Okay. All right, someone wants your suggestion and some help on ideas for clearings because they were caught in a car accident today. It was involving three vehicles, so I guess it was kind of big. And so they're just wondering, how to get started on clearing this.
Okay, the first thing is if you have done your death barcode clearing for yourself, then... let me know to tell me what kind of car you have, and you want to clear out those death barcodes on your car because, it was involved in an accident. So that means that it was a death bar code for the car. So you want to clear that off, number one. The next thing you want to do, timeline crashes on it. And since you got involved in it, you're in a pretty thick, you know, pretty deep. So I would say typically do maybe a couple thousand, you know, death bar codes. From there, you want to, I mean, excuse me, timeline crashes. I'm sorry, timeline crashes. And from there, you probably want to do maybe a dark side practitioner clearing for the other, maybe two people involved, or it may even be, you know, other people in the cars. So that this is if it was your fault, okay? And so from there, because they're not going to like you because you caused them problems. So that could be lingering on for 6 months from now. So I would get the unlimited, you know, you'd get the first, you know, dark side practitioner clearing, or get the curse of sex or spell one. Either way, you probably don't know who they are. Maybe there's some people in one of the cars, plus the person driving. So you want to get that and keep that going probably daily for you for about 6 months, because they're probably going to be angry that long with you if you cause that. And there may be something else you could do. We'll see if anybody out there has a suggestion. But you will be getting psychically attacked if it was your fault. So back to you.
Wow, okay. Yeah, incidences like that do involve a lot of clearing. So some of the clearings Ron mentioned are on the left side of his homepage, creationlightship.com, under recommended healings. And as you heard from a previous listener, buying more than one whole life clearing, over $100, can entitle you to a discount for the whole life clearings on future clearings you buy. So you'll want to look at the recommended healings, and also you can go and search for certain healings that Ron might have mentioned if you don't already have it. Then that would be good to get started on that right away, especially the timeline crashing while it's fresh in your mind. And I do want to remind the listeners that there are timeline crash tutorials on the CLS chat connections page, as well as written detailed instructions on the advanced timeline crash, how to do it. So it's all there, and all you have to do is buy the clearing, then you can go to the CLS chat connections, look under clearings, then scroll down to tutorials, and you'll find it there, and a lot of other things you didn't know were there that you might need. Okay, so we got Ron, you got a nice comment here about the spirit in and out of the body clearing you did this evening. This person writes, I was feeling a bit sleepy before the clearing. I walked around a bit, and now I'm energized, fully present. I feel great.
Yep, that's what it should do to you if you're, you know, out of whack a little bit.
Right. I think we all are after a long week and a lot going on. Oh, and here is another movie suggestion. I don't know if you've seen this one, Ron. It's about Arnold Schwarzenegger. He made a clone movie on YouTube. It's called The Sixth Day. Now, that's an interesting title.
I don't know if I've seen that one or not. I know I saw one where there was a clone dog. But the other one, I just don't know.
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's kind of memorable in his movies. We'll have to look into that. It's supposedly on YouTube, The Sixth Day. And it's spelled with the number 6. Then there's another movie suggestion here, Ron, and then it's 58 after, so it'll be almost time to end the show. So I'll just read this. A movie suggestion of a film called Congress with Robin Wright, where they convince movie stars to become clones, and the real ones get trapped in an animated, surreal world. Very interesting and well done. It's called The Congress.
Boy.
Now, didn't you mention on Wednesday's show that clones of movie stars and singers are here on the planet while the real ones are underground in the underworld performing and doing their thing? The real ones are down below, and the cloned ones are either were the ones that died or are the ones that are here.
Yeah, the clone of them would be on the surface, and the real part could be underground, unless they had a special pass to go off planet to do their performing. So back to you.
Well, I hope everyone found the suggestions and the films helpful tonight. I'm going to just remind everyone that Ron has his physical intensives coming up this month. The first one will be on Saturday, October 7th, the 3-hour Ascension Preparation Call, followed by the next three consecutive Sundays, the 8th, the 15th, and 22nd of October. And those who are registered can be absentee. If you're pre-registered, you can let Ron know if you can't attend any of those. You can click on upcoming events to get to the PayPal menu of the calls to pay in advance, and then you'll be sent a confirming email with the phone number and the activation number that you need to get on the calls. So it looks like a busy month for you, Ron, between the calls, the special weekly clearings you have, radio shows, and then the expo at the end of the month. And a lot of healing that you do. So on behalf of everyone, thank you so much for all the healings you've done today and all this week. They're much appreciated and needed. So if anyone feels anything about that brain partition clearing that you might have noticed any outward changes, please do let Ron know. We have another show tomorrow night, Saturday, on this BBS radio, Station 2, at 7 p.m. Pacific time. So, Ron, over to you for any last comments or healings.
Hey, we'll do the mind of heart drop. So here we go, everybody. You need to command your spirit out loud to do this here. Have to wake it up. And here we go. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and to have the energy drop down to facilitate that and commence that. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. Here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. That's great, everybody. So blessings. Thank you, Kathy.